Hello, 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 and welcome to the Velvet Studio, home to Ottawa's queer media. My name is Luke Smith, and I'll be joined in just a few minutes by the folks that are bringing you Prom Demonium this year. It is going to be a great, very exciting event. Now, a little, just now we heard Basement Jack's Red Alert. Now, this was a song by Basement Jack's that came out at near the end of the 90s. They were most well known for songs such as Where's Your Head At? Although Red Alert, I think many of our listeners may recall that one from a little earlier times in the late 90s. Although I'm not the biggest fan of 90s music, that is the theme for this year's Prom Demonium. Prom Demonium, by the way, is the local community all-ages prom that will be happening in Ottawa, and we'll be talking to the organisers for that prom very soon. In the meantime, though, just as I wait for them to come in, I gotta just take a second and bend the ear of the folks who are listening. We are a GLBT-themed talk show, and a few months ago we did discuss the Queen, the Queen of England, giving royal assent to the law that allowed for gay marriage in the United Kingdom. Now, this has recently sparked a huge controversy around the independence of the Queen. Now, Stephen Fry most famously said that the Queen apparently remarked that it was wonderful that this was happening. However, the Daily Mail, as everyone knows, the most reliable of news sources, has recently come out and said that the Queen held many reservations, however, to protect neutrality, continued with it and signed the law into being. You know, how much of that is true remains to be seen, although it is worth noting that in Britain, in order for a law to become in place, it has to be signed by the Queen. And likewise here, we have a similar parliamentary procedure. You know, does this mean that, that the Queen was hesitant or that she had a reservation? So who knows? I mean, only Buckingham Palace is going to really know that. But what we do know, for one thing for certain, is that she did sign that law into being. And the only time she's ever said no was when there was a law that would have given the power to invade another country to Parliament. Famously, that prevented or stalled the Iraq War for a while. Anyways, we'll be back just after a bit of Jamiroquai. Canned Heat. A lot of people think it came out in the early 2000s, but no, it was just on the cusp of the other side. This is Canned Heat by Jamiroquai. We'll be back in just a few minutes. But then I threw my caution to the wind. No, until I took a trip to the other side of town. Yeah. You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down, 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 dance. Woo. Nothing left for me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Got candy in my ears tonight, big bet. Ooh, I feel the thunder, see the lightning. Heaven sent. So I've got to hang out on my hang-ups. 'Cause on the boogie I feel so hell-bent. Hey, hey. It's just an instant gut reaction that I get. I know I've never ever felt like this before. I don't know what to do. But then that's nothing new. Stuck between hell and hot water. I need a cure to make it through.
Since you know that you can go much faster, I another paper's talk can be so cheap. Hey, I've got this voodoo child ingrained on me. I'm gonna use my power to ascend. You know I've got these blinding gifts to use, such that there's no way I lose. I was born to run and built to last. You never see my feet, cause I move so fast. Dancing, hey, nothing left for me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Hey, got candy in my ears tonight, baby. Hey, I've got to dance. All the nasty things that people say, dance. But I'm gonna make it anyway. Dance. Got candy in my ears tonight, baby. You know this boogie is my real guy. So much candy.
Hello and welcome back to the Velvet Studio, home of Otto's Queer Media, and I may have forgotten who we are, so that happens every now and then. So I'm going to just... Seamus, you've arrived!
I am! Hello, campers! It's that spring, that little bit of spring has sprung in you, Luke. I know it has in me, so good morning, good afternoon, and welcome, listeners.
And we also have Sebastian here.
Hello.
Okay.
Excellent. Oh, so sedate.
I wanted to make sure I had the mic on the right channel, so. And we are joined by some of the organizers of Promdemonium. Would you like to quickly introduce yourselves?
Yeah, hi. I'm Dylan Black, and I am part of the prom committee this year, and I'm here with my friend.
I'm Abby, Abby Kidd, and I'm also part of the prom committee.
Excellent. Now, would you mind just taking a couple of minutes to tell the folks who are listening a bit about what is Promdemonium, and like, what is this event that we're talking about?
Yeah, sure. Do you want
to? Yeah, I mean, for me, like, prom has been probably my favorite event of the year for like since 2008-2009, so just, you know, just to throw that out there. But for us, prom is, it's Ottawa's radical community oriented gender bending bike loving enviro humping queer digging slow dancing big dress wearing prom that you never had.
So, it's a big acronym.
Yeah, it really is. Prom is a fundraiser for local community initiatives and creative resistance. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what prom is. But it's mostly just really badass radical fun that we have.
Yeah, it's a giant dance party
and
fundraising event.
And sorry, and the fundraising events are individual, like each year, or it's...
Well, it's an annual event that happens every year. And part of the event is raising funds for our prom fund.
Cool.
The prom fund goes towards folks who apply for it from the community to help them with like their progressive radical projects.
Excellent.
Yeah. every year it's different people who apply and different people get funding. And so, and that way kind of gives back to the community. And it's also just a huge, awesome excuse to have a prom.
And how many years have you guys been in existence?
Promdemonium?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the sixth year that prom, like this is Promdemonium 6.
Wow.
No, it's no? 8. Okay. I think it's 8. Yeah, it's so the 8th okay. one, but 1 year they didn't do it. So it's, yeah.
Yeah, last year didn't happen.
Yeah, so I mean.
For 2 years ago.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, it's been around at least till like the, from the late 2000s.
A while.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, what I thought the fund was for to kind of, I'm clearly misinterpreted it, but I thought the fund was to, you know, to cover people for paying to get in.
No, the fund goes towards various groups that apply to have access to a portion of the funds. We do have pay what you can tickets, so there are some accessible tickets to get in, but folks can also buy tickets for a $10 to $20 sliding scale. But the fund itself goes towards groups in the community to give back to the community.
Well, I think it's trivia, like a sliding scale and a pay what you can. That's wonderful that you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Coming from a budgeted.
Totally.
On a budget myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we try to make an inclusive, safer, accessible space. So that's part of, that's, you know, one small aspect of doing that. But the prom fund was just, it's kind of like a awesome crowdsourcing event where we support local community grassroots initiatives. So people who can't access any other kinds of funding to do really amazing work, that's something that prom supports.
So for example, this year, who's on board as your sponsors?
Well, the prom
the sponsors?
Recipients, is that what you mean? Or
That you don't have any sponsors that will help you with the event?
Oh,
yeah, we do for sure. So part of the sponsoring team is... Well, prom is its own thing, so we have our committee, which is full of amazing volunteers. Venus Envy is one of the sponsors this year. Postering Ottawa is another sponsor. The Queer Mafia is a sponsor. The Ottawa Wolves are a sponsor. They do everything related to our bar and services, and they're amazing and really cute. So that's another excuse to come and see them.
That never hurts.
Slinging drinks, as well as Queering 613. So there's a lot of different kind of organizations that are coming and supporting us on top of the committee itself doing all of this really awesome work.
And yeah. So for this one that's coming up, when is it?
It's on April 9th at 8 p.m. at the Horticulture Building at Lansdowne.
And who wins part of your money?
Well, like, we're still figuring that out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you'll obviously be able to announce that on,
yes.
on the night.
We'll be announcing it very soon. We've got the applicants. They all came in.
Can you give examples of who's gotten it in the past?
Previous? Yeah.
Of course we can, yeah.
Last year.
So some examples are Indigenous Adoptee Gathering. They've won before. The Ticket Defense Program.
Yeah.
Another example.
Yeah. The Nujumo Anish Wenjinadas Chichisipi Healing Rage Ottawa. Which was a really awesome conference last year that happened for Indigenous and Black people and people of color to come together to learn and unlearn ways to speak and listen, meditate and feel, and just create a healing space. So that was a really cool initiative that they funded last year. In other years, there's been Families of Sisters in Spirits, the Coalition for Carleton Sexual Assault Support Center in 2012. There's just been many different ones, different projects coming out of OPERG and I'm trying to think other ones.
Various harm reduction products.
Oh, yeah, lots of different harm reduction projects. Mm-hmm. That, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. So
excellent.
There's been a lot of different types of groups, whether they're queer or harm reduction based or, you know, people doing environmental work,
mm-hmm.
People doing work with youth, people doing work with Indigenous folks or people of color, Caribbean, Afro-Caribbean communities and that kind of stuff. So every year it's a bit different. Survivors, mm-hmm. feminist groups, like anybody who follows our mission in politics can apply.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this year, well, we know there's a lot of really awesome groups who have applied. It's probably been the most applicants in a very long time that we've
so
ever
many.
Received.
Yeah.
About how many applicants did you receive?
At least 10.
Yeah, I think
it's a lot.
Yeah,
for us.
Nice.
Yeah, typically prom gets maybe 4-5.
Yeah,
and we usually try to give as many people as possible a portion of the fund. But this year we have a lot of decision making to do.
Yeah.
So, do you have a specific target that you're looking for in terms of age range or?
Are you talking about for the fund?
For the I'm sorry, for the group for the actual event.
Oh,
for the attendees.
19 plus.
Yeah, it's a 19-plus event just because of licensing issues. It would be really cool if we could have, like, an all-ages event.
Yeah.
But there is alcohol and you know, the government standards, whatever, policy stuff. But basically, the thing I love about prom is there's so many different people. It's such a diverse crowd, you know, from people who are, like, you know, in older generations or who have been doing activism for, like, years, people who are from different communities, queer communities, indigenous communities, you know, people who are involved in, like, the bike community and feminist community. So it's an interesting crowd because it's not just one type of person. There's, like, young people, older people.
So it's a good melange.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, we'll be talking about a bit more about that in just a few minutes. We actually have a song by Prozac coming up now. Oh, Sebastian, why did you choose Prozac?
Well, you said 90s. Yes. And you said Canadian.
They said his shame is coming.
And then I said Prozac, and you said, I don't know who they are. And then I was very tempted to throw objects at you for saying that.
It's true. There was a lot of guilt tripping going on.
Also, actually, Luke said the other day, the very scandalous comment that the 90s was a terrible decade for dance music.
Terrible decade for music in general.
Well, then I started like, what about The Orb? What about The Orbital? What about Chemical Brothers? What about
80s?
Daft Punk's first two albums? And he was like, I don't know about
those
things.
Late 80s.
Some people,
Nirvana.
Eh?
I don't know.
But not really dancey, but yeah, I suppose.
But also, U2, Oasis, you know, there was...
Backstreet Boys.
But Blur.
Boy bands.
CC and the Music Factory.
Right?
80s.
Nobody's mentioned Spice Girls. I mean,
I did. Very...
Oh, did you?
Spice
I'm
Girls.
So sorry.
Yeah, that's no, 80s. It's okay, but they really...
Come
I will,
on, gang.
I will
the
go
right.
to the grave for Spice Girls.
Yeah, so will I. Yeah.
I think of Spice Girls more as early 2000s, though.
They're 90s.
I know they came out in 98, though, but I think of them as like a shoe-in. It's sort of like... It's like there's certain things that happened in the early 90s that are really part of the 80s. So like the New Kids on the Block last album was like 93 or something like that. But really, it's 80s.
Yeah.
You know? So I think of
what are you
Spice
guys
Girls.
Basing your time on? Like when an album was released or what? Because you're way off.
Well, the feel of it, like it felt like the B-52s were still making music in the early 90s, but it still had that early 70s feel from when they first came out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, I don't know.
They're classic. They're not 80s, 90s. They're classic, the B-52s.
Well, they're surf rock.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Oh, the young.
But anyway, yeah, Sucks to Be You by Prozac, yes.
Mm. Absolutely. We'll be back in just a few minutes after this.
Sucks to be you. I know. be you. Sucks to be you. Sucks to be you. Sucks to be you.
Hello and welcome back. Were you just like shuffling and making noises right there? Anyway,
I was pulling his umbilical cord.
He was standing on my cord.
Oh my gosh. Oh my golly gosh. Right, yes. Now, there may be a little bit of confusion because you were talking about how prom is one of your favorite times of year. And when people think of prom, they think of just having graduated high school. I actually have some interesting prom stories, and we may get to that. I was in a kilt and being chased by highly attractive women, traumatized by the process. So it was definitely a formative moment.
Trauma.
In
I'll give you trauma. I didn't, Sounds I didn't, awful. I didn't have one. I didn't go to mine.
Oh, you didn't go?
No.
Oh, that's so sad.
Did they do prom where you were?
Yes,
not every school
they
does
did
prom.
In the 80s, honey.
But not every school does prom.
C.W. Jeffries in Downsview, so a shout out to Downsview.
Anyway, the question I had was, what was my question? Yes, so I know that in Ottawa and in other areas, there has been a bit of a push to create proms that are accessible to or more friendly towards folks who are gay, bi, lesbian, trans-identified, queer in various ways, and we know that the Canadian Centre for Gender and Sexual Diversity, aka Jez Vision, had hosted a similar event a few years ago. So how is this promdemonium different from that prom? Like, to just to clearly separate the two.
Yeah, I mean, Abby can answer this for like in her own kind of from her own experience. I mean, I don't really know a whole lot about the Canadian Centre for Gender and Sexual Diversity's prom. I don't know if that was like for young people to have a more like safer, accessible prom. Mm. All I know is that Promdemonium has been happening for the last 8 years, and basically it was kind of to go with that sentiment around, you know, people who never felt like they could go to prom, or people who had prom and like had a prom and it was really shitty, because a lot of proms are shitty. They're not a good culture. So for us, it was to have like that radical kind of community oriented prom where people felt safe that they could go, and you know, you can still be like 30 or 40 and go back to prom. Like, that's not a big problem. So for us, that's kind of the idea behind it. But a lot of it is to do community building, and it is to kind of fundraise for these awesome radical social justice groups that don't ever have access to those funds. So prom is its own thing. It's grassroots, it's radical, it's all community and volunteer run, versus, you know, like places like Jer's Vision or the Canadian Center for Sexual and Gender Diversity. Like, they are a national organization. They have funding and all that kind of stuff. So this is definitely more of a grassroots feel, and it is kind of by and for the community here in Ottawa locally.
It also kind of follows your general mandate, though, because there's not a lot of – usually when queer-themed dance parties show up, not just in our community, but in communities in general, they – often tend up being directed towards greased up oily boys with their shirts off, and it's all about sex and getting laid. And sometimes you just want to go out and dance and not bother with that. Mm-hmm. And everyone's just wearing like comfortable clothes and they're just out there to have a good time. And a lot of the Queer Mafia events, although you've split off, haven't you?
I took a step back from Queer Mafia just to kind of do a new project.
Yeah.
You know, like, I will forever be a co-founder of Queer Mafia.
Yeah.
I will forever be supportive of Queer Mafia. I think what they're doing is great. You know, we're going to support one another. It's just, you know, for me, it was time to do something a little bit different to complement the stuff that's happening with Queer Mafia.
But still, the Queer Mafia events are meant to be sort of like an alternative space.
Absolutely.
So that you can go out and have a good time and not be like, well, I would like to go out, but I feel that I'm too fat to dance. And like, that's, you don't need that kind of toxic environment.
Oh, totally. And Queer Mafia should pay like homage to like places like Promdemonium, because, you know, they're the ones who were doing that work for years now. And, you know, like that whole idea of inclusive, safer spaces, like that was something that they had as a vision from the get-go.
And I think, fun as well.
Yeah, super fun.
Like, there is the politics behind it, but I think like something that I I don't want to say that I wish this was more promoted, because I think the politics behind it is also very, very, very positive. But sort of like open bracket, like part B, also more focus on fun, close bracket, because that is something that Queer Mafia has always done really well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, and definitely Queer Mafia, like, you know, part of the vision with Queer Mafia, like when we were thinking about it, like I was thinking about prom. Like, I loved prom. I loved what they were doing. I loved the fact that the money was being raised to go back to the community. Like, that was a huge part of what we were thinking when we started Queer Mafia. And yeah, we give big thanks to prom, because they're the ones who kind of paved the way for that kind of mentality or politic around, you know, dance parties and fun and building spaces here in Ottawa.
And it really has stood out as an example to the rest of Canada. I think it's been a very good role model for community building in Toronto, Montreal as well, which is quite exciting. Now, Abby, I think you were going to jump in earlier in the difference between Promnemonium and the Jazz Vision Prom. If not, I can probably fill the listeners in.
Yeah, I feel like Dylan mostly spoke to it. It's just the prom we never had. And it's, I think what's interesting about prom this year is that we have a lot going on outside of just the dance party part. Mm-hmm. So there's giant board games, there's a photo booth, there's a kissing wheel, there's a quiet room, there's an info table fair, there's food vendors. Like, there's so much happening.
At that
So there's
event,
things for everyone at prom.
Great.
That to take part in. So it's not just like, yeah, sweaty dance party. Yeah. People to bump and grind on the dance floor, although they should totally feel free to do that. It's also a lot of different activities at the same time as well.
Respectfully grind on the dance floor.
Yeah, consensually grind with on permission. The dance floor. Yeah.
Grind with permission. Well, yeah. Us that dance fabulously, so we don't sweat, we glisten.
Yeah, I think we even have like a Nintendo
room.
We're going to have like a giant Nintendo, because it's the 90s, why not?
This is something that I really like about big parties like this that I think Ottawa really needs to cash in on more of, and that is multi-room parties.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was in Hamilton, because I spent years living in Hamilton, most of the bars there were converted from other things. And so because of that, it was very rare in Hamilton to have a bar that's just one large open space. And so you'd have like all these side rooms, and the people who owned it just sort of rolled with it. And they're like, well, this is going to be the cello room, and this is going to be the trance room, and this is going to be like the, you know, 80s retro room, and this is going to be the current dance hits room. And so you also sort of break it up into different spaces like that?
Well, we have a giant event venue, like a huge building. It's but huge. We're going to try and at least create at least one quiet area so folks need to get away from the core noise, have space to do that. And the way the venue is set up, we can kind of divide it into different areas. So our like info fair and things will be near the beginning where there's less sound and less noise. Mm-hmm. And then as you get further towards the back of the venue, there's going to be a lot more like DJ music and things to dance and stuff. So there will be like various sections of the venue for folks to take
part in. It would be cool if you had a chill out room though. And if it's 90s, it's all going to be like Enigma and Delirium and maybe some like Richard Miles. You know, but yeah, I love it. I mean, if anything else, I don't want to say guarantees, because guarantee is a hard word, but it ensures, or it attempts to make sure that absolutely everybody has a space.
Totally, mm-hmm. Which is the goal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, prom should be for everyone.
Now, the Horticulture Building, for folks listening, is a truly beautiful venue. I know that Swirl and Twirl was there last year and will be there again on May the I want to say 26th, I think, is when they're planning the next one. And it is such a great building. I think it's really important that the city of Ottawa is making these kinds of spaces available to folks.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come across that particular location?
Well, you know, prom over the years has kind of moved into different spaces. Unfortunately, Ottawa isn't the most accessible place. So truly having a space that is accessible in every possible way is a bit more difficult, but honestly, like for me, I went to a dance party there in the fall. Time Code. I don't know if anybody's ever been to Time Code.
Oh yes, Time Code's fantastic.
Yeah, it's great. So they had their anniversary party at the Horticulture Building, and when we went, it was just amazing. And it really fits too with that 90s theme, because it's kind of like warehousey feel. There's like a lot of windows.
Yeah.
There's brick walls. It could have that kind of grungy type feel if you wanted to, obviously. But we thought it was great, and it's very central and it's accessible. There's an elevator. There's gender neutral washrooms. There, like the space is huge. It's just, for us, it really kind of spoke to us and is also like accessible in terms of renting, which is amazing. Prom in the past had been at like St. Bridget's Cathedral. It wasn't the most accessible space. They were at the NAC, which was really expensive to rent, like almost ridiculously so. We were at the Glebe Community Center, but last year the elevator broke down. So for us, it's just trying to find a space that was big enough to host like hundreds of people to have this prom, but in a way that is accessible for folks in all the ways you can think of.
And beautiful.
And beautiful.
And how many people are you expecting to come to this? Because, I mean, I know that we'll be there. We're definitely going.
Bring all your friends.
Yeah, everyone.
I will bring all seven of them.
I mean, in the past, the prom is always kind of sold out in the past. Like, it's usually, like, quite a big thing. So, you know, you can expect like 400 people or more. So that's kind of our goal. Hopefully the more people that come, the more money that we raise and the more money that goes back to the community groups.
Mm-hmm. Also, the more fun it is.
Yeah.
Crowded dance halls are more fun. Not super crowded.
No,
you know, there's a tipping point.
Yeah, I need my dance space.
Yeah, and it starts. Okay. And the cool thing about prom is it starts early enough. Like it starts at 8, so that you know you can folks who like to go out a bit earlier, grandpas like me, they can come out for a bit. Yeah, and then it also it's open till like 1. So if you're one of those people who like to dance a little bit later, then it's totally for you too. So it's kind of something for everyone.
Which I think is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm particularly looking forward to. The giant Jenga, which I hear is going on.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, actually...
there's more giant games, too.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the games and, like, where they're from? Like, who's don't, like... No? You, okay. Anyway, so... Actually, sorry, I don't know. It's funny because we were, like, talking...
What the games are.
Yeah, okay. Tell me what the games are.
So there's a giant Duplo, there's a giant Kerplunk, and a giant Jenga. And then, like, obviously the giant Nintendo.
A giant Kerplunk?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it, like, basketballs and wooden dowels?
I don't know, actually.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I think it's, yeah, like, a bunch of giant dowels with, like... some kind of balls. Anyways, that sounded weird. But
like ball pit balls.
Yeah, and we're going to have like a NES and SNES games, so Super Nintendo and Nintendo games too.
I think a human Kerplunk would be fun.
Well, what about
that sounds dangerous.
An actual ball pit though, now that I think. Actually, no. Oh. Ball pits and alcohol do not mix.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that was the thing. We had like, we're like, oh, we can get pogo sticks and like, oh, I'm like, oh man,
yeah,
imagine like,
no,
like
I'm
people.
Not policing that space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But actually the owner of Monopolate, which is a really cool board gaming coffee lounge in Ottawa, they've always been a huge supporter of prom, and they reached out to us and were like, hey, like, can we please get you these large games? That would be awesome. And we were like, yes, please. Yeah. That's amazing. So, you know, like, people just love prom so much, and they're totally willing to help support us.
Yeah, we have so many community folks who are donating to our raffle and helping support us in various different ways.
Yeah, so it's super exciting. I love Nintendo. I can't wait to play it on the projector screen, so it should be cool.
That sounds great. I think it really demonstrates how fun an event is when the whole community comes together and pitches in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know that, you know, we're hopefully going to be, we'll definitely be promoting this in the run-up as well and kind of hoping to hit that 400 people mark. I think that's really
awesome.
Exciting. Yeah, absolutely. Now, your food vendors sound pretty exciting, actually, as well. I was like, what? You got a Caribbean restaurant on board, I think.
What?
Yeah.
Bananas Caribbean are going to be there.
They're awesome.
And we also have the Back Alley Baker, who's going to bring desserts and treats to sell.
Yeah.
And we're working on securing more, but so far we have those two confirmed.
And yeah. I'm gonna assume, because it's the kind of thing that you would probably think about, that it's food accessible. Well, that they'll be like gluten-free and dairy-free and peanut-free and all that sort of thing.
Oh, for sure. Like Back Alley Baker is going to, they do delicious treats, but like gluten-free, vegan, vegetarian food options. So yeah, we're definitely trying to bring in diverse types of food, like culturally diverse as well. As well as food that, you know, like are good for folks with allergies or who might be vegetarian or vegan.
And with accessible prices, too. So
it's an interesting spin because it's not only are you making a space for everyone, but you're also eliminating excuses for someone to be like, well, maybe I won't go because of blah, blah, blah. You're like, no,
everyone
we thought of that.
Yeah. You better be there.
Yeah.
I'm rapidly running out of reasons to not go. So
yeah.
It's going to be.
Yeah, if you folks aren't there, I don't know.
I'll never come back.
I'll never come back. Yeah.
No. What, you know, I'm sure folks listening to this radio station, you know, community radio people really like the authentic sound of Canadian and not so much mainstream hits, but definitely with the quality of sound that's brought to you by Vinyl. And I bring this up because I believe it's DJ Nasty.
Jazz Nasty.
Yeah. Is mixing with, like, from Vinyl. Is that correct?
Yeah, she's a Vinyl DJ, which is amazing.
So for the folks listening to the station here, the quality of sound should be pretty top-notch.
Yeah, and actually, I just did a workshop on Vinyl DJing, and it's not easy. It's very, like, it's hardcore. Like, people who DJ with Vinyl, like, I have so much respect for them after, like, understanding what goes into, like, DJing with Vinyl, and I'm super excited. Like, we have a New Kids on the Block Vinyl that we're going to make her spin. I'm just joking, but there's, like, yeah, there's lots of really cool things that are going to happen.
I'm really not sounding bitter, but it's called skill. It's when you actually have skills.
Yeah.
Actually, years ago, I used to hang out with a few vinyl-based DJs, and one of the things that they absolutely loved, and I don't even know if you can even get these anymore, but they were double groove records. Mm-hmm. So you had two separate grooves that swirled around each other, and it was actually designed so that you would put on a song, and if you hit the table, the needle would skip to the other groove, so you could actually jump back and forth between tracks mid-song. And
that's so cool.
It was usually for, like, ambient tracks. So, like, you know the quiet part in the middle of Daft Punk's One More Time when everyone's standing around going, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now? A good DJ is supposed to be mixing in the next or the previous song into that quiet gap. So, like, Daft Punk are DJs, so they made music for DJs. So that's the kind of thing where you would actually put in, like, one of these double groove records, and you would have that, like, quiet one more time. And then you have, like, the double grooves are usually just, like, beats. And then you just, like, beat back and forth between it. Sometimes when you slam the table, it doesn't jump the groove. So it surprises you as well as the DJ. Really amazing things out there for vinyl DJs. Point being, I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. I love vinyl.
But tell us how you really feel.
Actually, how I really feel. I'm excited. I did not know it was DJ Jazz Nasty. I'm very excited now because I like her work.
It's going to be great.
Goodness. Yeah, and she's been so supportive and always supports amazing community events. And yeah, so we're really lucky to have her.
Also, I like that she's skeptical about requests. Because a good DJ doesn't take requests. You're like, no. They're reading the crowd. They've got a plan. They warm the crowd. They cool the crowd. Your request, they'll work it in if they can. If it makes sense.
That's a good DJ.
Yeah,
a good DJ can work it in.
Yeah.
And again, it's not every request, but it's, hey, you know what? This will work within my mix.
Yeah.
Because, again, based on what this event is, a prom, I know that, you know, if you want to go to a prom, you make a request. Mm. So it's always nice to hear that favorite song or, you know, you and your mate have that love song or whatever.
Aww.
You know? Or it's, you know, it's our song at the prom.
Aww.
Oh, I'm going to start crying.
The only time I've had an experience similar to that was at a wedding that I was in the wedding party for. And
was it the one where I was also there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And the bride provided a list to the DJ, and it was the "Do not play these songs" list.
Like Blurred Lines.
Super cliche.
Yeah.
Sexist. Songs. Oh, like unbelievably sexist.
Yeah.
And he misunderstood it to be the "Please play this" list.
No.
And he played everything on it.
Yeah.
That's great.
I'm like, why is there so much share? Anyway,
sounds fabulous. Awful. Poor.
That's hilarious.
Later on, when we asked her, she said she only noticed just before leaving because she had had so much to drink, she didn't know what was happening anymore. You remember that, right? She's like, "What? Why are they playing this song?" And it was like half an hour before they left.
Oh my goodness.
So that was good. I mean, I'm sure she wasn't too upset.
She had a good time, obviously. Then.
Yeah. Well, yeah. There was also a lot of babysitting involved because it was there was a traditional aspect. I don't remember. I think it's Scottish. But anyway, the cake was cut with an actual sword. And it was a sharpened, like, steel full tang sword. And, like, people had to, like, take turns making sure that nobody killed themselves on it.
Yeah.
And it was actually towards the end, I remember, because we were, like, trying to figure out who's going to hold the sword next. And that's when she was, anyway.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Weddings.
Just, you know, We're not going to have any swords at prom, just FYI. But we will have
foam swords.
We'll see.
Probably not.
Well, we will have.
I don't know what my outfit's going to be.
The AIDS Committee of Ottawa will be there with their Safer Party outreach team. So they do like harm reduction and substance use kind of outreach. So they'll be in the crowd, kind of talking to people. And we're also going to have support people in case you need to talk to someone or something's going on, because they're. One thing that prom is really like awesome with is that we don't believe in having like security. So instead, we're going to do like community safety procedures. So that's really cool. Mm-hmm.
So this must be a very important question for you. Are you still looking for volunteers?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Okay. So yes, listeners, please. How do they get in contact with you, or how do they become a volunteer?
Well, they can email us at promdemonium@gmail.com.
Sorry, say that again?
They can email us at promdemonium@gmail.com.
Yeah, or you can go on the website, promdemonium.ca.
A website? Okay. And we're looking for volunteers for a variety of things. Folks for the door, folks for coat check, for setup, for takedown, for cleanup, for this, the various activities that we'll have going on, for monitoring those and helping run those things. We haven't actually started collecting volunteers yet. We're like just about to start doing that. So now is like the ideal time to contact us and start to get involved.
Okay. Yeah, and we'll even be setting up an event before prom to do prom decorating. So if you like crafts, or if you want to hang out with cool people, come and hang out with us, and we'll be doing like a craft afternoon on a weekend sometime in the near future, and we will be making 90s decorations, which should be very interesting.
Yeah.
Still trying to think about what that means.
Lots of glitter.
Yeah.
Watch the Buffy movie.
Oh, I love Buffy.
Because at the end, remember they had prom and they were like designing their environmental issues? Prom or something? I don't remember, but yeah. The prom at the end of the Buffy movie.
You should see Seb right now. He is like beaming.
What?
He is just like going to burst. You are so excited.
It was great.
It
reminds me of that the Folgers advert with the sunshine people. And
the Folgers.
Dude. Now, at the top of the hour, you mentioned that, for yourself, Dylan, prom was such a formative, like this particular event, such a formative experience, and it's such a great, great fun event. I mean, I'm excited. I think there's definitely an air of excitement that's going around the room, which is fantastic. What about yourself, Abby? How did you get involved with Promdemonium and the committee, and what was your first experience with this prom like?
Yeah, my first experience with prom was 2 years ago. And it was a really amazing night, and I'd heard so much about prom because the year before it hadn't happened. And so I'd had friends who had held their own prom to replace it because they loved it so much that they needed to like just still have the prom experience. So I had all this hype around prom, and I was really excited about it. So my first experience with it was an amazing time, and I just sort of fell in love with the whole thing. And then I was approached by the folks that were already involved with prom this year to help get engaged and get involved, and I was really happy to do so. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, what about you two, Sebastian and Seamus? Now, I'm aware that you probably may not have been to one of these prom events, but how do you think this would compare to your prom experience? Seamus, sadly,
I know,
didn't
I'm
have
just
one.
Like, I didn't because of circumstances. And it's like, I really almost, like, I want to go now. And I'm just like, but I'm kind of scared.
Aww.
So I'm actually almost thinking of spinning a fundraising idea right now, live on air, saying let's send Seamus to the prom and let's get him a date. And this could be my prom from 1982.
Yeah, can you like hire a photographer and like do prom photos, massages, like, the whole thing? That sounds amazing.
Okay, there you go, listeners.
There you go. Themed outfits.
The challenge is out there.
I put the challenge out there. But yeah, for me, it conjures up like a wonderful memory from high school, and the fact that if you didn't have this, then here's an opportunity for you to do that. Sorry, mm-hmm. and you were going to ask me what?
No, I was going to Sebastian.
I actually didn't go to my high school prom.
What?
Yeah. But when I was 18, instead of going to university, I moved to Hong Kong, as one does. And while I was there, all the other youths in the program that I was in, we had our own prom there. And so it was all like French house and British inspired, which is part of why I have a weird taste in music, because during my formative years, I was basically in a European dance scene. But anyway, and then I went to that prom with my first boyfriend. So it was pretty good. Yeah.
For my first prom, I missed the one in Britain, but when I came to Canada, I was at that one. And I had a slow dance with a gentleman, which was a big deal because, like, I was the only gay in the village, which I'm sure is a common thread. Mm. But a friend of mine was willing to have a dance with me, which was very sweet of him. And the rest of the night, I was just being chased by somebody who had to crush me and didn't really get the whole gay vibe. Like, that was apparently that social cue was missed.
Did you still have your big hair at that time?
Oh yeah, I have ridiculous hair, and I wasn't a kilt, so that might have done it as well.
It was like this.
Oh no, it wasn't that long ago.
Oh okay, because I've seen the pictures.
Yeah. There's a picture of you on Facebook.
Yeah, he's got super curly hair. Yeah.
When?
There's a picture of you on Facebook. In the kilt.
Yes.
Is that the kilt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sure this one will be a lot more fun. I'll be dragging my boyfriend along, and I think he would actually really appreciate the setup that you have. Because, you know, I like to go and dance and 90s music. I'm sure there's some classics in there that I'll definitely get my groove onto.
I really am a romantic. The idea of dancing a slow song with another same sex, I get all emotional just thinking about it, because it's like, wow, it'd be so nice to do in public and not feel weird or. Yeah.
But for my partner, he can be rather shy, and so having that quiet space to kind of take some time out and other events to be like, okay, we're kind of overexposed to people right now, let's go play Jenga and decompress a bit, and I think being able to move around with different activities is great, because we tend to chicken out and leave early, and that's definitely
you really do.
Oh, it's 7:30, bedtime. I need to leave.
Story of my life.
It sounds like it's a great mix, and it should be a really friendly event for all kinds of folks who are to come.
Yeah, I mean, the 90s. It's going to be fun.
I mean, what I appreciate as well is the degree of accessibility. You mentioned the AIDS Committee of Ottawa's SPOT program. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it is a licensed venue where there will be alcohol around. So folks who are in recovery, I mean, that may be present its own challenges. And folks, I'm sure, will be aware of that. But I think it's really important that you have people there keeping an eye out and being watchful and creating that sense of communal safety, which I think is vital for this to be as great as it seems it will be.
Yeah, no, for sure. We definitely want it to be an inclusive and, you know, as safe as it can be kind of space that kind of speaks to a lot of different needs and accessibilities. And also we, you know, don't like the whole idea of, you know, police presence or that kind of surveillance, or having, like, you know, bodyguard people, security guard type people. So for us, you know, creating a culture in which we all kind of take care of each other is actually, like, really ideal. And even, like, it's funny because, like, one of the first things they say with the venue, like, oh, like, who did you book for your security? And we're like, oh, like, we're not doing that. Hope that's okay. Like, you know what I mean? It's such, like, it's so, like, mind-blowing that, oh my god, you'd have this event and you don't have security. Like, isn't that just, you know, like, mind-blowing that we would take care of each other?
Mm-hmm. I think this is a lot about our community.
It's about
this event is about a community that is capable. It's about a community that does take action.
Trust as well.
I just lost the word that I was looking for that summed it all up. It'll come back to me.
Responsibility.
Bystander intervention.
Yes.
It's the famous. It's one of the most famous words used in the political system in Ottawa. We're a community that takes.
I just lost the word.
We take accountability.
There you go.
We are accountable. We take accountability for the events that.
Just before we head out with our last song, you know, it does mention that costumes are required, but it's defined as whatever you feel comfortable in. But Sebastian, I'm sure you've got ideas as to what would constitute a 90s costume.
I have white corduroy cargo pant fat pants.
Oh my gosh.
That may or may not still fit.
What the hell is fat pants?
Fat pants are the ones where they're like, it's like a bell bottom, except the entire leg is 4 times larger than it needs to be.
They're beautiful. Very stylish.
I plan on wearing a t-shirt with some graphic on it and a beanie. I think that'll be
wonderful.
That'll be my 90s look.
Yeah.
This is the first I've heard of it, so I'll have to whip up something.
Actually, you could do grunge and just wear like a flannel top over a t-shirt with jeans. Flannel.
Yes, yes. I'll get tips from Jess.
Yeah.
I want someone to get frosted tips, please. Oh. That's what I really need from you. Men.
Oh, God.
Just like some boy band frosted tips.
So shameless.
Okay, well, I'm halfway there.
Your
so,
lance
okay.
bass. Yeah. Like, you gotta...
Maybe a denim tux.
Or unnecessary goggles.
Actually, you know what?
Yeah.
A denim tux?
Right?
Yeah. The Canadian suit.
I could do that.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Like Justin Britney kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
oh my goodness.
Sebastian, do you want to introduce the song? It's BKS?
Yes, BKS Astroplane. So BKS, the band, actually, you might know them better than you think you do. BKS are the initials of the band members. And then one of them left, and then they replaced him with somebody new. And they're like, well, your name doesn't start with a K. And so they renamed themselves to Love Inc. So BKS renamed themselves to Love Inc. Big band from Toronto. They were really big in the Canadance scene. I don't know if you knew this, but there was a genre of dance called Canadance, which sounds like Eurodance, but not quite. It's sort of like a Eurodance Detroit house scene blend. And so this is just sort of very typical of a mid-90s Canadian dance troupe.
quickly, before we go. Are you guys on Facebook?
Yes, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. We're on every platform. Promdemonium. Just Promdemonium.
Okay,
that's
cool. So once you go to Velvet Studio and like us, then go to them and see us. And that's great. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Really
and we'll be back next week. But right now, it's BKS Astroplane.